We've probably all had the experience of you see something or you read something and you're absolutely certain that it is a certain way, and it's certainly not that way. Yesterday, I was having lunch with this woman who was 10 years younger than me, and we were, eating, and I was approached by another woman, an older woman, and she asked me if I was an Episcopal priest. And I've been, asked if I was a lot of things, but never if I was an Episcopal priest before. And I said, no, I'm Roman Catholic. You see the collar, right? Oh, she said, well, I saw you're here with your wife and your daughter. Oh, that's my sister and my niece, Abigail. So perception is not always reality. Sometimes we have to be reoriented. We need more information. And this doctrine of dogma of the Immaculate Conception is often one of them. Even for Catholics who went to school, kindergarten through high school, oftentimes I find they're confused. What's the Immaculate Conception? And the response is when Mary was encountered by the Holy Spirit and she conceived Jesus in her womb. Well, no, that's the Annunciation, right? What's the Immaculate Conception? And, we talk about the cathedral being named after the Immaculate Conception. The Basilica in Washington, D.C. is the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. That's basically the church of our nation. So we're under the patronage as the United States under the Immaculate Conception. Mary is the Immaculate Conception. And our diocese, our patroness is the Immaculate Conception. So this must be a big deal. So we probably need to get this right. And why is it important? Well, the Immaculate Conception is when the mother of Mary, she conceived her daughter, Mary, and where Mary was preserved from original sin. Okay, so when we're conceived, we inherit original sin at the moment of conception, right? She was preserved at that moment from original sin. And okay, that's somewhat I can understand and grasp that. Well, why is it so important? And it must be pretty important if our nation and our diocese is under the patroness of the Immaculate Conception. This is the way I like to think about it. In that reading from Ephesians that we heard, which is really a hymn from the early church, blessed be the Lord our God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens, and in Jesus chose us from the foundation of the world, in him, so in Jesus chose us. So the Immaculate Conception is really the beginning of when God's desire to choose us is put into effect. That's the moment that it happens. So God has had this plan in his mind and love and this desire to give himself completely, and this is the moment that it's expressed. You know how sometimes in movies there's a focus when it's a romantic movie. I'm thinking of Hallmark movies because every time I go home, my parents, do you want to watch a movie? Oh, sure. Guess what? It's me a Hallmark movie. And so Hallmark movies, they like to emphasize the first kiss of a couple, right? And they really draw it out. And that's like a reference point. They're really, they're beginning to fall in love and express that love to one another. Well, the Immaculate Conception is really, as God pursues us, his first kiss to us as he seeks to give himself completely. And so this is a very important moment for us, because when God pursues us in this first kiss and this encounter, God is not just giving himself partially, he's giving himself completely to us to woo us over and to have us forever. And so this is where it all begins. And that's what we celebrate this day. In 1942, April of 1942, Mother Teresa made a private vow. So every religious makes vows, right? Poverty, chastity, obedience. Well, Mother Teresa made a private vow under the authority of her superiors, under the pain of mortal sin. She made this commitment. And her private vow was not to refuse him anything. Okay, so that was She made a commitment. She would not refuse him anything. 17 years later, she made some reflections upon that private vow that she had been living out. And she said, why is it that we cannot refuse God anything? Why do we have to give him everything? And she said, because he has given himself completely to us. It makes sense. And so when is this manifested, that he has given himself completely to us? At the Immaculate Conception. That's when it all rolls out. And what if we could really personalize that and get that and own that? That would be amazing, right? And we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit for that. But what Mother Teresa says, the only way that we really get it and we participate in that and create a space for God, who wants to give himself completely to us, is by refusing him nothing. That's how we open ourselves up to receive this complete love of God, by refusing him nothing. And so today is where it all begins. And isn't it a beautiful thing that's the foundation of the spiritual life in which our diocese and which our nation is founded? The Immaculate Conception, the first kiss of God, in which he refuses us nothing and invites the same in return.